It is Monday morning. It's, you know, we went back in time this weekend. And I have to say, I really appreciate taking that extra hour of sleep, you know, when we turn our clocks back 1 hour. And it gets me really excited that when I leave in the mornings now with my kids to take them to school, it's really, really sunny and bright. But I still don't get I don't get used to 5 o'clock and already getting dark. Like, that's something that I have a little bit of a hard time getting used to. So if you're going through that as well, just know you're not alone. You know, I think it takes a little bit of time to adjust, but it also set us into the season. I think, you know, once it's 5 o'clock, we know that it's winter. We know that Thanksgiving is coming. We know that Christmas is coming. We know the holiday season is coming. Snow's coming. So I think kind of like get us prepared in a way for all of that. And another way that we can get prepared for the season is we get prepared for giving, because to me, at least, November, Thanksgiving, and all of the holiday season always is just a nice reminder of giving and helping. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about this morning with the two guests that I have here in studio with me. I have Jeannie Slater. She is a community advocate and an event coordinator for the free Thanksgiving dinner. And Kathy Smith, she is the volunteer coordinator. But Jeannie was telling me that she really is much more than just the volunteer coordinator. She does a lot more. So welcome, ladies. Welcome this morning to our studio.
Thank you.
I am very excited to have you. I found out about this event through this online platform called Nextdoor Neighbor. I think it's the name of the platform, and I happen to belong to it. And you know, it's if you haven't heard of it, it's a cool platform where you go in and you sign up for your neighborhood, and you get, you know, all neighbors can do different alerts. And I've seen all types of things on there. You know, I've seen businesses promoting themselves. I've seen just neighbors saying what happened with the water today. You know, the water ran out today. The electricity went out. You know, just all sorts of things. Or there's a dog on loose over here. Like, it's really cool because I think that it, in a way, it kind of brings community together. You know, it's like a little platform where people can just post, I have free stuff that I'm trying to get rid of, or I need something, right? And where is the best place for me to go find it? And I think in this day and age, it's really cool to try to connect people using social media. I think that that's when social media and when internet works at its best, when it helps to really connect all of us, right? And not distract us, because we have enough of that. We have enough distractions as it is.
That's true.
And that's how I found out a bit about this upcoming event, this free community Thanksgiving dinner. And we're going to talk about all of the details, and we're going to find out ways that you guys can get involved, and you guys can also help out with this dinner. But before we do that, I'd like to get to know both Jeannie and Kathy a little bit better before we dive right into the event. So, Jeannie, why don't you start telling us, you know, you're a community advocate. I just found out before we started the interview that you recently retired. So tell us a little bit about your background. Tell us a little bit about what you were doing and what you're doing now.
So I moved to Elk Ridge about 26 years ago and started working as the director for the Elk Ridge Senior Center. Mm. And it was a small little place, and we've gotten much bigger now. But over the years, I got to know the community well, and I got to know the people well. And I got to know that there was a lot of seniors that were struggling. And we dealt with not just seniors, but handicapped as well.
Okay.
So disabled, and there were people that were struggling, and there were people that were really struggling to make ends meet.
Hmm.
So over the years, about 6 years ago, I found myself alone on Thanksgiving Day. My son had moved out of the town, and I was alone. And I thought, well, you know what? I don't want to just be alone. Let me find a dinner to work at. And I looked around in the community, and I just couldn't find anything in the local area that was serving a Thanksgiving dinner on Thanksgiving Day.
Interesting.
And I thought, this kind of sucks. You know, we need to reach people. We need to reach those that are, not everybody has a big family. Not everybody has people to eat with. Not everybody has the means to be able to provide a dinner. So we need to be able to reach people that are alone and that are needy. So I thought, I want to have a dinner. So I just started. I started with trying to find a place for it.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of grew from there, you know, to where we are today, 5 years later. So
yeah,
I'm just really excited. And it's so much fun. It's more fun having this big dinner than having the dinner at home.
And, you know, it's beautiful that you just said it took something personal, right? It took like a personal moment for you to decide this is what I want to do because it's nobody else is doing it. And how many times, you know, how do we think that, oh, somebody else is doing it, right? There must be so many things going on and I just want to go in and help and step in and do my part. But then you realize that nobody was doing it. To me, that's like an eye-opening moment right there, because many times we really do feel that it's already taken care of. And if I just provide a little bit over here, then that's going to be enough. And it could be, right? And if that's what you can do at this point, that's great. But if you're like Jeannie and you're sitting there and you're figuring out that nothing's happening, why not take the lead, right? Why not take the lead and do something like that? And Kathy, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I have been working with Jeannie probably 9-10 years on a community council that we both belong to.
Okay.
And when she approached me 5 years ago about doing the free Thanksgiving dinner, she wanted my help because she knew that she needed a lot of volunteer support.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my roles as a community connector is I work a lot in the schools providing volunteer opportunities for high school students, whether it be for student service learning, graduation, or, you know, having an opportunity just to get engaged with the community. So Jeannie and I connected, and we specifically connected with Long Reach High School, which is in the geographic area of Elk Ridge. And we used our connections, we used our resources, and tried to promote the event, got kids engaged, and year after year, they want to keep coming back and volunteering.
That's wonderful. So we're hearing, you know, community, we're hearing connecting, we're hearing a lot of, a lot of hands coming together, right, to put this event together. Let's talk a little bit about the other side, though, the why we're doing this and the for who we're doing this, right, the need. Because I think that living in Howard County, we get this idea that there's no need. You know, we really, I think that we get lost in this just idea that it happens, but not within our community. So since you both have experience, can you talk a little bit about that and what you guys have seen? I know you kind of touched on it, Jeannie, a little bit, saying, I realized that this was happening. What are some of the realities maybe that you've seen that inspire you to do something like this?
Well, as Kathy has mentioned, her and I have worked together for a long time on this council, on the Elk Ridge Council, and the Elk Ridge Council kind of, I think every year they have a new focus. Mm-hmm. Kathy can correct me if I'm wrong. But they have a new focus on what they want to help out in the community. And one year we dealt with students, one year we dealt with seniors, one year we dealt with transportation issues, one year we talked about the homeless population. And the homeless population is unfortunately high in Howard County. I mean, there's colonies of people that are living off the Route 1 corridor. They're living in the woods. I mean, it's unfortunate, but I just think that people don't realize this because Howard County is a very wealthy county.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of people struggling. So while it's a wealthy county, it can be difficult to make ends meet.
Right.
So Kathy and I, on the council that we were on, I think there was a whole survey that we did on the homeless population and what was really out there, that the numbers that were hidden that we didn't know about. Mm. You know, we live in comfortable homes. We don't know what's going on outside of our home.
Right.
So I became much more aware of the density of the homeless population being with the Elk Ridge Council. And Kathy can elaborate on that if she'd like. But that's how I knew there was a need.
Mm-hmm. Kathy, what have you seen through the council? You know, or how do you guys become aware of it? Because I would imagine that still at the council, these are people who are not necessarily in need. So how do you guys get those numbers? Where do you get that from? How are you connecting with the population who are in need?
So I think we connect on an infinite variety of ways. And I think Jeannie can tell you about when she was working with the senior population,
mm-hmm.
that the seniors who would visit the community center were probably some of the people with the less means, less income. Mm. And certainly they were the ones who might be at home alone on Thanksgiving and not with the resources that we all would like to think that we have living in Howard County, but it's just not the case.
Right.
The it's very expensive to live here, as Jeannie mentioned.
Right.
You know, we have families that are maybe not homeless, but are the working poor, and they struggle from month to month trying to make ends meet. They're here more likely than not because of the quality of life in Howard County, the schools in Howard County, the amenities in Howard County, but doesn't mean that there's a lot of affordable housing.
Right.
And so we have a large swath of population that are, you know, the working poor. And so these are the people that we're trying to make sure that their needs are met on one particular day of the year.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I love what you just said, and I love that you're bringing awareness to that, because many times we, you know, not only we don't have the awareness that there's, you know, there's a population that needs help, but also we tend to, like, really just go out the extremes, right? You're either on the streets or you either are okay, right? And we don't realize that there's people in between that, as you just said, the working poor, people who have a home, people, families who are struggling just to make ends meet, but they're really trying their best for their families. And because I know many times we fall in this judgy seats, right? And we are like, well, why don't they just move to a different county? It's like, well, because it might be unsafe to do that. You know, they want to provide for the kids, give them this opportunity to be in great schools like Howard County provides, right? Mm-hmm. So it's great that we're taking off that just blind off of our eyes and really looking at this situation with eyes of compassion and love, and just, you know, be ready to help extend a helping hand to everybody and provide, as you said, one day of hope, one day of happiness, one day where you don't have to worry about your meal because it's being provided to you. So in years past, tell us a little bit of how this event has happened in the past. You know, this is going to be the fifth year that you guys are putting it together. So in the past 4 years, how does the event occur? Like, what happens on that day, on Thanksgiving Day?
Well, it's really happening about a month ahead of time, which is with all the preparation. This would not be possible, obviously, without Kathy's assistance, but also without the assistance of the community.
Mm-hmm.
We have so many strong community advocates that have just been so incredibly generous. I'm just blown away by the generosity of the community. It's completely self-supported. I have no budget. I have no funding. The church, the Melville United Methodist Church, graciously donates their hall, and they typically would charge several hundred dollars to rent that hall. The Elk Ridge Rotary Club donates the turkeys every year. Stan is just fabulous. He actually is a restauranteur, so he owns a restaurant in Elk Ridge. So he's a local, and he donates turkey to feed hundreds.
Wow.
So it's incredible.
Wow.
I think actually last year I got this phone call from Kathy. She's like, "You're not going to believe this. Are you sitting still?" And I'm like, "No, I'm not sitting. The month of November, I am not sitting still." But anyway, she's, "I just got 30 turkeys dumped on me. Can you use one or two?" And I'm like, "Duh." So it's just, people are just generous this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
They just really are. I wish it was like this all year round, you know? Mm-hmm. I think that we only think of the needy and the poor during the holiday season, but people are needy and poor all year long.
Right.
You know?
Right. And, you know, that's how I started this conversation. I started saying, is that season, right? And we kind of like get into that spirit, but you're right. We forget the rest of the year after the holidays are done. It's like, okay, we're back in life, right? It's like, we're done with the giving, we're done with all that mushy stuff, and, you know, let's just get back to business.
Right.
When we really should carry it on throughout the entire year, and we should have dinners, I'd say monthly, you know, like every month, or, you know, just initiatives like that every month to help everybody all the time, because people need help all the time, not just in Thanksgiving and the Christmas season.
Right.
So what are some of the opportunities for people to get involved? Because I, you know, that one thing, and you're right, I mean, on the post, on the platform that I mentioned earlier, the social media platform that I mentioned earlier, the response was amazing. It was like everybody started just asking questions. How can I help? What do you need? You know, where can I drop off? And what can I drop off, right? So let's answer some of those questions. What are some of the opportunities for people to get involved?
Well, Kathy can elaborate because she volunteers all of them. But we have plenty of opportunities. We have Kathy has incredibly partnered with most of all Howard County school systems, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And she works, and I'm going to let her talk about that because she knows the details of it, but we have a lot of people that are making dishes. Mm. We have food donations coming in from various grocery stores. So people can help by getting the word out. Mm-hmm. We really want to get the word out. That's why we're here this morning. You know, first and foremost, we want the information to reach the people that need to hear it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We want people out there to know that we can even help with transportation if you need transportation. Mm. So we could use volunteers to help transport people should right. people want to get there but can't get there. Need help with making dishes. Need help with picking up things. I have donations from all over the county and outside the county that are coming in. So need help picking up donations. Need help coordinating, some of the supplies that come in and out, or the setup, or the takedown, or the cleanup. There's a lot of ways to get involved. And we keep the shifts fairly small because Kathy and I realize that it's Thanksgiving Day,
right.
and people have their own dinner that they want to do at home.
Right.
So I keep the shifts small enough so that people are not confined there for the day. They can still enjoy a nice meal at home with their families. Mm-hmm. But again, I want Kathy to elaborate on, really how she's just, it's incredible what she has done to just, and this is one of her many strengths, but she just has a way. If you need something done, call Kathy Smith.
So, Kathy, tell us a little bit about this.
I appreciate that. As a community connector, I try to connect people and resources and opportunities and have been fortunate enough to be able to do that, not only for this event for the past 4 years, but certainly for other things that I get to be involved with in the community. So I think when it comes to getting connected with this particular event, there's not only, as Jeannie mentioned, the opportunity for businesses and organizations like Rotary Clubs and restaurants to actually donate some of their product. Mm-hmm. But it's also about getting individuals like you
right.
and you and everybody else to bake their favorite dish.
Mm.
And so we actually have a pretty substantial list of items that we would need for a traditional Thanksgiving dinner. From the cranberry to the sweet potato to the mashed potatoes to the gravy, all of those items. And what we do is we encourage people to sign up, get and connect with Jeannie to register their dish. And then we have specific things that we need to make sure when that dish is prepared and delivered that we are able to reheat it and serve it in a manner that is works well with the kitchen. Additionally, we have people who are needed to check in some of those dishes. And remember, this is an ongoing
right.
event. So we have an opportunity on the Tuesday and the Wednesday to be at the Melville Community Hall to receive dishes and check in.
Okay.
And then on the day of the event, we have three different shifts of about 2 hours each shift where we're looking for a specific number of volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
We really want the volunteers to obviously be mature.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for high school pretty much and older. We get some couples that actually like to come themselves before they may be going on to their own dinner. But we want people to be engaged. We don't want people just sort of, sitting there. We want people to talk to the guests
right.
that are coming to enjoy the Thanksgiving dinner. We want people to feel as though that this is a community interaction
mm-hmm.
and that they should be feeling as good about their time, giving their time as the people are there enjoying the food that's being prepared.
And I'm glad that you mentioned that because many times, yes, it's important, the actual meal, nourishing your body, but the nourishment that comes from a conversation, right? And from
Absolutely.
Being, from just the interaction that you can get from those times with people, I think that that is something that you take with you longer than the food itself, right?
Correct.
Food's going to stay in your body only for so long, but those conversations, those connections, that's what really stays with you for a long time. And that's mm-hmm. what really, I think, keeps people coming back, right? And
mm-hmm.
makes them come back. Probably
right.
what inspires you guys to continue to do
Absolutely.
This.
Absolutely. The food is a great equalizer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody needs to eat, and everybody has connections to Thanksgiving.
Right.
And if we can share that, then we realize that we have a lot lot more in common, mm-hmm. sharing a meal, than we do anything else in our lives.
Absolutely. So you've mentioned the high school kids a couple times already. Mm-hmm. So if you're a parent, if you're a high school student, if you're a college student, mm-hmm. and you're looking for ways to help, it sounds like this is a great opportunity.
Great opportunity.
To get involved. And, you know, there's many ways, as both Kathy and Jeannie mentioned, to get involved before the event, the actual day of the event, within the event. Mm-hmm. So there's plenty of opportunities, really, for everybody to help out. Let's just mention all of the details for the event, when it's happening, the date, the times, the place. I know we've kind of like just spurred them out throughout their conversation today, so let's just all condense them all and give them out to people.
Okay, so it's happening. It's called the Community Thanksgiving Dinner. It's located at Melville United Methodist Church. As I said, they graciously donated their hall for the day. We're actually 2 days ahead of that for setup. That's 5660 Furnace Avenue in Elk Ridge. It's Thanksgiving Day, Thursday, November 28th. It's late this year. We hope we don't have snow. But we probably will have some students doing snow shoveling. So there you go.
There we'll you go.
It's 11:30 to 2. And you can, you know, we don't turn anyone away. Last year I had someone show up at 3 and they got a nice carryout dinner to go and they were thrilled. So I don't want anyone to go hungry.
Great.
And you can certainly come early, and they come early. And I'm glad you mentioned that there's things that they carry with them the whole year, because I got an incredible voicemail message from somebody 2 years ago, well after the event, and it was so heartfelt. He just said, "I just want to tell you what a wonderful thing you did for Thanksgiving Day. That was the highlight of my year."
Wow.
So, I mean, and he calls me every year asking if I'm doing it again this year.
Wow.
So I know that this does stay with them. Mm-hmm. It's not about me. It's about getting this to the goal line of reaching the people that need to be reached. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we are. I feel like we truly are reaching the people that need to be reached.
So I think we have a pretty clear idea, sorry to cut you off, of what, you know, in what ways we can help with donations and things like that. But what do you think would be the best way to really reach the people? Because I think, at least I've found that that's usually the hardest part, to reach the people that really need the services. From everybody that I've connected to and everybody that I've talked to, everybody says, you know, we know that there's more need that we are serving. So what are other ways that everybody who's listening, everybody who is, you know, watching this right now can just really help us spread the word? What other ways, what other things can they do? Maybe do you guys have flyers that they can maybe take to their own communities? I mean, what are other ways that maybe they can assist with?
I think the best way is really reaching out to the organizations in Howard County that work specifically with people in need.
Okay.
Organizations like Grassroots, the Howard County Public School System, the pupil personnel workers. Mm-hmm. These are the people literally that are on the front lines of working with families.
Right.
Extended families. I also think it's important to reach out to churches in the surrounding areas to let them know that we are doing this, and we certainly encourage them to partner with us in getting the word out. Certainly reaching non-English speaking organizations who work with people, non-English speaking residents, because it's really important.
Yeah.
Certainly people who might be even new to our community, maybe even new to the United States, who might not know what Thanksgiving is all about.
Right.
And what a wonderful way to welcome them to our community and welcome them here.
Absolutely. Now, are there any requirements? Are you guys checking at the door and making sure that, you know, somebody needs, or can anybody come in? Is everybody welcome?
No, I don't card anybody. I don't do any financial statements. It's you know what? Over the years, I'm sure that the people that came in needed it.
Mm-hmm. And I ask that because I know many times people are afraid of coming because they're like, I don't have anything to show. I can't prove.
Right.
Or they're just, you know what? They're ashamed.
Exactly.
They're in need.
Right. Exactly. And they don't want to come in. But, I think that how I would like to close our conversation, we have about 4 minutes left, is to really to really just emphasize that message, right? To really make this a welcoming invitation for everybody who would like to participate on any end, really, right? Because I know that, like we said earlier, we feel that others are doing it, so we should not do it. It's okay. I'll do it next year, kind of thing, right? Mm-hmm. Or if I'm on the receiving end, it's also as we just said, I'm afraid, I'm ashamed. There's all this stigma that comes with being on that end, and you know what? Any of us can be on that end at any point in life, right? Life turns and spins in so many ways. It's I think it's one of the wonders really of life that it just takes us in these roller coasters, and we don't know where we're going to be tomorrow,
absolutely.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
I just want to open up the mic to you guys to really just extend that warm invitation to everybody to just be part and be involved and come and be part of this wonderful event.
I think Jeannie can attest to the fact that you have maybe some people that come year after year.
Oh, yes, we have a lot.
And they're the best sort of word of mouth, mm-hmm. you know. Yeah,
they bring friends. They bring people that right. need. They share in their own personal community. But I do want to take a second to do a big shout out to my huge sponsors, the people. Obviously, I can't do it without Kathy Smith, but I also can't do it without all of my community partnerships. I've already mentioned the Elk Ridge Rotary Club. They've been fabulous. Wegmans, they've been a corporate sponsor. Whole Foods is a new one this year for us. Of course, Melville United Methodist Church, Green Valley, Giant, Expectations, who donates muffins. Again, a big thank you to everyone that has donated to this year, because without your generosity, this event is just not possible.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And then just extend that invitation for everybody to just be part of it.
Yeah, just be part of it. And you can feel free to email me at iougod1@verizon.net, or Kathy is?
KathyVSmith@outlook.com, and it's Kathy with a C.
And we can get flyers to you so you can help pass them around. You can
absolutely.
Certainly donate by just flying, getting the word out for us.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, social media. You don't have to do anything other than just putting this on your social media, letting people know, sharing this program. Really, I mean, there's you could just click and be already helping out. So thank you guys for coming in, for doing this, for taking the time and putting the effort to help others out and bringing awareness to all of us that, yes, people are out here in our community and they need help, not only in Thanksgiving, but if we can at least start with one day a year, I think that we're moving in the right direction. So
absolutely.
Thank you, guys.
Absolutely.
Thank you for having us.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you, everybody, for listening to our show. We will be back on Wednesday with Janelle. She's going to give us an update on everything that's happening here at theater. So you can bring your agendas, have them ready for Wednesday so you can mark your calendars and have some dates coming up here at HCC. Have a wonderful Monday. Stay warm. It is cold outside, even though it's sunny. So just bring a jacket with you and enjoy and, get involved, really. It's a beautiful opportunity to just help each other out. So have a beautiful day, and we'll be back on Wednesday. Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.